Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
How good does it feel today to be celebrating our Braves back in the playoffs?
It feels good.
It does, man. And you know what, Mike? There are no guarantees. I think we know that. Just because you won a World Series last year, there's no guarantees that things are just going to go your way next year and that you're going to be back in the mix. We are in the dance. This is all we could ask for. Now, how things shake out, who we play, how well we play, we will see. But to be here in this moment where we're again, we got everything we want. Second best record, Mike, means right. We get home field. When you talk about the division round, if we get to the NLCS, if it's the Dodgers, they'll have it. If it's not, we will. And then, obviously, you get the rest you've wanted, right?
I mean, you said it earlier. I mean, you know, the Braves, this has been an unbelievable year. Last year was an amazing year. I mean, when you think about Glavin and Smoltz, you know, and Maddox and everything else, all the different lineups that Sherrod's put together, and you got one World Series. These guys win 88 games, come from behind with moves at the trade deadline, win it last year. Now, this year, yeah, maybe more expectation. The Mets reinvested. They went and got Scherzer. They put some money into this thing, and you beat them. You know, I mean, it became an arms race in the NL East. But as you point out, the best team doesn't always win in baseball. If it did, Tony La Russa would have 6 rings. Bobby Cox would have 5. But the good news is we got a team which is just clutch. It's a young team by baseball standards. It's just got the perfect mix and the perfect manager who is just 12 games shy of 1,000 victories for his career.
That's impressive.
Isn't that amazing for Snicker?
It is. And if you're saying, well, what's that mean? It means he's won a lot. That's what it means. In a short period of time, he's won a whole lot. We get the winner of the Phillies card series. So I put that out there for Braves fans.
Who you want, by the way?
This cards thing with Pujols is weird.
I don't want a piece of that mojo. I don't want that mojo. Philly, I mean, the playing in Philadelphia has always been strange for the Braves, so that brings its own set of, you know, conundrums. But I'm with you. I don't want to see the Wainwright, you know, Molina, Pujols farewell tour. I don't want part of that. Yeah, Goldschmidt,
And listen, it doesn't matter, okay? We'll take whoever. They got to come beat us. But that thing is – something is going on there. And so if the Phillies can handle business, I do like our chances better there. But we'll see how it shakes out. But that's the series we're going to pay attention to starting this weekend.
Much better than both St. Louis and Philly as the visiting team, by the way.
Okay. So that plays into it. Guys, we need every advantage we can get. By the way, just to put this in perspective, these back-to-back things don't happen. Yankees are the last team to do it. It was 98, okay? So when you start saying, oh, this will be – it's not going to be easy.
The 99 season where arguably Bobby Cox is probably one of his best managing efforts when Javi Lopez went down and they went and they got swept by the Yankees. And, of course, Yankees back-to-back 98-99. You're right, man.
All right.
Yeah, man, 2000. Yeah, I've been going – I'm looking back at it. Yeah, the
Mets, 3 in a row.
Yeah, 3 in a row because they beat the Yankees beat – see, 96, then they lost, then the Indians lost to the Marlins, and it was, Padres, Mets, Braves.
2000, yep. All right, man, more to get to with the Braves. Alex Anthopoulos, again, if you missed it, we'll replay that for you a little bit later on in the show. In the 5 o'clock hour, he was great coming on, talking about Dansby, a Strider update, and a lot more. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Thursday Night Football. Okay. Colts are going to be without star running back Jonathan Taylor in Denver on Thursday night. Now, are you looking at this matchup from a fantasy standpoint? Because you're not high on this matchup.
Russell Wilson is dead to me.
Is he your starter?
No, he's no is. I'm rolling with Sunshine. Oh, Trevor Lawrence,
okay,
baby.
Okay.
Gonna roll with Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars. Yeah, man, Russell's my boy, man. And he's terrible. And that offense is terrible. It's just hard to watch. Matt Ryan's going to get killed without Jonathan Taylor out there with a balanced run game. They're going to pin their ears back, and Matt's going to be looking at a lot of I guess, the night sky in Denver.
I think you're right. But that is official now. He is out for a Thursday night game at the Broncos. Mike, we were talking about Carolina. The Bucs are our next opponent. We'll get Coach Arthur Smith on today at 5 o'clock for our weekly visit with him. But Carolina, they're going to figure out this quarterback situation?
Well, some people are saying they should bench Baker Mayfield. Our good buddy Joe Person, who covers Carolina for The Athletic, put some stuff on Twitter. Take a listen. Here's Baker being, well, Baker.
You can let me know. If you have a drill for me, you can let me know. It's like staying in the pocket. It's finding windows to throw, getting their hands out there. It's the same thing that I keep saying.
Basically, I'm sorry that his music was a little bit loud, but he was asked about, yeah, he seemed like a lot of batted balls. And he told the reporter,
five.
Yeah, you got a drill for that? I don't know how, is there a drill to stop that? I don't know.
Be taller. Oh, you can't.
Move, change your angle of throwing the ball.
Five batted balls at the line of scrimmage last week. So, yeah, that this is a concern. But you know what, Mike? He had issues with this in Cleveland. So, this is, you know, we talk about Kyler Murray. When these guys are outside of the pocket and you're able to see the field differently, it's rare you see Kyler Murray, even in the shotgun, just sit back there and he's looking around. He can't see over these guys.
Matt Ryan was 6'4", and he's had a lot of batted balls at the line sometimes. So, I mean, you just got to find the throwing lane. That's on the quarterback, right? It's commiserate for you to have presence in the pocket and know how to get the ball out.
Yeah. Was he saying that to Joe Person, by the way?
Somebody in the media. Joe put it out on Twitter.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if there's a drill for that. You let me know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, put some dummies up about 15 feet in the air and throw
but
over them.
Baker Mayfield is about to become Marcus Mariota.
Mm.
And unless Mariota and Arch is right that Mariota is going to stop having the oopsies with the football, but there's a moment in your career to kind of catch some lightning and let's rock and roll. And to me, in Carolina, it's not happening right now. Matt Rule's going to get fired over this.
Yeah. Well, here's the difference, though. I think Marcus Mariota has the right attitude.
This guy's just snarky.
Correct. We love the person Marcus Mariota is and what he stands for. When Baker feels like he's being, you know, people are taking shots at him, he wants to get all defensive, Mike, instead of just let it roll off his back. And that's the problem. So, either way, we'll see how they shake out this weekend. Let's talk about what's going on with the Falcons because they do start preparation for the Bucs. As we said, Coach is going to join us at 5 o'clock. All right, Mike, what are you hanging your hat on as we head to Tampa this weekend? Because, again, I think it was Wes yesterday who said every game every week is different, and he's right. But if you're telling me we're not going to go down there and try to run the football, then we're cheating ourselves.
Right. Tampa Bay, you talked about it on Monday's show, man. It was just ugly, man. They ran all over. I'm talking about the Tom Brady, Giselle soap opera. Their defense was really run down, right down the throat to the Chiefs. They've got some down linemen that are still pretty solid. But, man, Vita Vea, you think about some of the pieces that are not the same. And Ndamukong Suh, you talked about us maybe going and getting him in the preseason.
He's still out there, isn't he?
Yeah.
Nobody
just
picked him up.
Not the same dude. Old three-finger JPP ain't there no more. I mean, there's a lot of – it's interesting. You could argue that if we play mistake-free football, power football, physical football, we can win. But I can't have Mariota with a turnover in this game. Can't do that on the road against Tom Brady. He'll beat you.
No. And, Mike, if we turn over more than twice, I don't think we fare well in this game. I one turnover, depending on how things shake out, if you hold them a field goal, depending. But you don't want to go into the game where you make those kind of mistakes, right, especially against Brady. Speaking of making mistakes, this guy hasn't made that many. And I'm talking about Cooper Rush. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, talking about how he's exceeded expectations.
I just can't say enough about how his play, what it possibly has done for this team this season, and to give us a chance to sit here after these last three ball games and maybe have the opportunity we've got for the rest of the year. It's amazing, and it's far more than I could have ever expected.
Rams defense will be getting after Cooper Rush. Mike McCarthy, talking to the media, said that Dak is going to continue to work with the team's rehab group, Carl, at the start.
Okay. I think, Mike, Cooper Rush has done his job, but Dak comes back healthy. And then they got to show me they're better than the Eagles. Do you think they're better than the Eagles?
Eagles got some juice right now because of mojo. I think if Dak is back to being 100% Dak, I would say they're even Steven. But the Eagles are playing. They're really good in the trenches. Eagles are good defensively. They're making good decisions. You could argue their playmakers are wide receiver better than the Cowboys right now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. But listen, I'm with Jerry. He has exceeded expectations.
Thought we were nervous to start the game.
Thanks, Mike McCarthy.
You know what's really good, Carl, by the way? Can I call you Carl?
What's up?
You ever had the meatballs at IKEA?
No, I've never had
them. I like to put a sack full of those in my sweatsuit when I'm at practice.
You take them with you?
I eat them with a toothpick. It's kind of like
What is that called?
No, I put a toothpick down my pocket, and you don't know which size meatball you're going to get. It's kind of like a potluck type deal.
It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, Ron Rivera talking about the fans showing their frustrations. All right, Carolina fans are booing Carolina.
Right.
And now you've got Commander fans booing the Commanders. Here's what the head coach, Ron Rivera, says.
I understand. I respect their frustrations as fans. I get it. You know, I was in Carolina when we showed up there and they were 2-14, and I heard the frustration. We worked our butts off to try and get it to where it was. You know, I got here. I understand everybody's frustration, especially how proud this organization is. This organization's got 5 championships. You kidding me? I get it. I understand how important it is to win. Okay. Sure. But I got to be realistic with what we have and what we're going to do.
Well, you got the wrong quarterback, coach.
Carson Wentz, 12th right now in the league as far as passing yards, tied with Kirk Cousins. 8 touchdowns, 5 picks, 82.3 in the QB rating. Just missing some juju right now, man. It's just it's a strange dynamic up there in D.C. Hail to the Commanders.
I love Ron Rivera's passion, and
he's
right.
But he's right, though. Joe Gibbs, I mean, that's ancient history what Joe Gibbs did there.
Theismann.
Right.
I mean.
Everybody. Then Doug Williams. I mean, yeah. Mark freaking Rippon.
Yeah.
You know, they've done it with other dudes, but Carson Wentz ain't that dude.
No. And that's part of the problem with what's going on there. Hey, as we're talking about the NFL, you know, one of the things that we've been talking about, Mike, is driving fast. We talk about it on this show because, right. Well, somebody on the show really likes to do that.
What you talking about?
I wasn't here last week, but when I read the story about Myles Garrett
right. And
the accident, by the way, he's expected to practice today. Okay, he missed our game. Remember, we got the Browns last week. Some people say that was, you know, blessing in disguise. I don't wish that on anybody because he could have been, you know, killed. But this whole driving fast thing, has this changed you, sir?
First off, I don't drive fast around deers, as they say in New York. Like today, by the way, a little fat took Ike down to the doggy daycare, and there's like a whole family of deers come out of the woods.
So when you're going 30?
I gently stepped on the brakes, and I'm not going to go where I know the critters are. Apparently, he was driving somewhere outside of camp, and he was dropping the hammer, and then, you know, you got a reaction, whoop, and all of a sudden, they say, we debated this with Rob Triple last week, you just go straight through the animal.
You do.
Don't try to stop.
You do.
Make a swerve. You hurt yourself swerving.
Yeah, I've unfortunately hit a couple of deer in my life.
Right.
And, you know, we make the joke, in Texas, you just put it in the back of your truck, and it's dinner. But it's the scariest thing.
Right.
Because your natural instinct is to swerve, right? Our subconscious tells us, I can't hit this. But you're in the moment, and then when you realize, if I swerve, I'm in that ditch and I might be turned over.
Correct.
Or I'm getting this tree. Sorry, dear, you've got to go. And I agree. And I don't care what kind of car you got. I know if you've got a little convertible or whatever you're driving, you still got to go through it. So, Myles Garrett, the good news is he's back at practice. But I wondered, I thought about you last week because I was like, does this change you, sir?
No, I mean, the only place I will, if I was hypothetically to drive fast, is on the interstate. If you want to try me on a surface street, I'm not going to play ball because, especially here in Atlanta,
what do you mean try you? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, when you're in a Batmobile, you know, rev.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's gunning it.
Is that the unspoken?
Vroom, you know, I mean,
yeah. That's like, okay.
I mean, if you want to be Big Daddy Don Garlitz on Juniper, knock yourself out. You got potholes the size of the space shuttle. But I never on 85, perhaps. As long as you're not, I don't like when people are swerving in and out of it. You got to go straight. Straight line speed. Don't be a nitwit.
I agree
right?
with that. I agree with that.
But I'll never fault the guy for getting a flash car and going fast. That's what you buy the car
that's
for.
That's what you. I do agree with that, Mike. You have those cars for a reason.
Hey, real quick. Kyle Pitts, not on the field for the portion of practice open to the media, according to the Orlando Ledbetter. I don't know if that's a thing. Cordell Patterson wasn't, and it sort of became a thing following Sunday. So keep your eyes peeled
on that. One ball, 25 yards.
Right.
I need him to be more productive.
Well, that gets back to the dude that's throwing the football.
In the air, right field, hit well, and this one is open out!
It's time for Around the Yard with your World Series champion, Atlanta Braves.
Yes! World champions!
On Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Get to the heart of the NFL within the huddle. It's the podcast with me, Brian Baldinger, and Jason Lock on 4, guys. New episodes Tuesday and Thursdays. We'll take you around the league, get you the inside scoop on the storylines, and get it free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Check it out. New episode tomorrow. You and Mike Conti put one together today, by the way. Didn't you guys?
Yes. We've been talking about this. You've been hearing me like talking to Mike Conti about the Thrashers and why things got screwed up. And there was a story out there earlier in the week. Anson Carter, who you remember from the Bruins, now does hockey on TNT and everything else. He was linked to be with a group that was going to bring hockey back to Atlanta. He's gone on Twitter and said, must be a slow news day because that ain't happening. So, but it didn't stop me and Conti from spending about 37 minutes on why the Thrashers were so star-crossed, from the worst owners in Atlanta sports history to how the NHL screwed things up to how could we ever get the NHL back. So if you want to check it out, the links are up at Mike Bell ETL and at Mike Conti 929.
Check them out, guys. Let's talk to our guy, Grant McCauley. And, Grant, this feels good. Did you take a deep breath? Did you celebrate last night, by the way? Did you do anything?
Yeah, I don't know if I stopped working until about 1 a.m. So not exactly a celebration, but it felt good that when we talked yesterday afternoon, I told you that that was the day that the Braves needed to get it done, and it could happen. It did, in fact, happen. And now we're here on a stress-free game 162, and that does feel pretty good.
It was so stressful. And I know I started stressing out when I saw the Mets win the first the doubleheader yesterday at Citi Field.
Sure.
And, you know, Grant, just, I can't remember a game in this regular season with that many men left on base. It was, I mean, it was just like, wow, you were squandering a lot of opportunities.
It really did. It felt like some of those early season games, you know, those April and May where it was like, okay, there's two men on and nobody out, and all of a sudden you don't score. And then a couple innings later, same thing happens. Inning after that, leadoff double, don't score. Two men on with two out. You know, some kind of rally comes together, but nobody ever gets the big hit, and that is what it felt like in yesterday's game. But as it counted, you know, with 2-1 is the score they won by, and two runs was enough. Jake Odorizzi, I mean, he showed up big time in the most important start he made in the Braves uniform. And, man, how about the Braves bullpen? Yet again, covering four innings, slamming the door. Kenley Jansen was a strike away from an immaculate inning. That would have been quite a way to close out a division title. But, hey, Kenley got it done. He's been getting it done for a little while now, too.
41 saves. I'm glad you brought up Kenley Jansen. When we started the show today, we were talking about, you know, this is what we got to do. We got to trust this, right? We trusted Will Smith last year. He's not here anymore. And even though there were some wobbles at times and you felt like, oh, I'm a little tense. Okay, Kenley's got 41 saves. Grant, we got to trust this as we move into the postseason.
Yeah, I feel like you have to. And, you know, we've talked about this, you know, time and again, on the highs and the lows that Kenley's had this year. And I know that you were asking, you know, who could you turn to? Is it time to turn to Raisel Iglesias? And I said, yeah, you know, maybe you share a save opportunity or two, but taking Kenley Jansen out of the closer's role just never felt like a move that the Braves were going to make or wanted to make. I mean, if it had gotten, you know, worse and worse and worse and, you know, you were forced into it, that's one thing. But it just felt like he was going to right the ship because he's done it for too long not to get there and not to have the opportunity to do it. It was just not a move I felt like they'd make. And, you know, Kenley was able to reward the patience of Brian Snitker and the Braves organization by just being who he is and working his way through some of his struggles, particularly with location for his cutter. Once he got that pitch working and in the bottom of the zone again, you know he can lock in and he can handle just about anybody's best hitters in any part of the lineup you need him to. And he continued to show that over the course of that Mets series. And then, you know, with the season clincher in his hand, you know, his opportunity to do it, he stepped up and had the first of what I think could be several big games that Kenley's going to be throwing in the month of October for Atlanta.
You think they're going to continue to run with that where it'll be, I mean, because Iglesias is going to be, you could argue, the heir apparent to Kenley Jansen whenever that wraps up.
Right.
But you like it, or will he, will some days he be the eighth inning guy, like, and Matzik, or I should say Minter would be in the seventh, or are going to roll like they did last night?
I think it just really depends on the matchups. So you may see Minter in the seventh, you may see Iglesias in the seventh, the other taking the next inning to get yourself to Jansen. And that has been a trifecta that has worked so well for the Braves here in the month of September and in the biggest possible games. Who do they turn to sweep away the New York Mets to get those final nine outs? Well, it was Raisel Iglesias, A.J. Minter, and Kenley Jansen. Those guys came up huge. And, you know, that's a three-headed monster in the bullpen that I think any club could be envious of. And, you know, you could make an argument. I know Raisel has been just electric since he came over from the Angels. And, yes, he is on a long-term contract. You figure he's going to take over those ninth-inning duties at some point. But, you know, you could make a really strong case that A.J. Minter has been the Braves' best reliever over the course of this season because he has really put together a monster year and has been one of the big keys for success for the Braves. And just nice to have somebody with a Hall of Fame resume like Kenley Jansen to get those final three outs. He passed Dennis Eckersley on the all-time saves list last night in the midst of all the good stuff that was going on.
Grant McCauley, our guest. Let's reflect on the last five seasons because we've won this division now five straight years. And I want to know from you, you know, because they've each been different. And hearing guys last night in the clubhouse it feels like this, for some of these guys, this one was, you know, the best run. This was the best of the five for some of those guys that have been here. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I feel like from an improbability standpoint, what the Braves did in 2021 was very special because of everything that they had to do to get there. And clearly, winning the World Series makes it the highest of highs. But if you needed a reminder of what this club can do when pressed and the capability of this club as it's constructed, look at what they did since June the 1st, because you need to look at that improbability scale again. Coming from 10.5 games back to win the division at any point during the season, it's not something that happens very often. I mean, we're talking about clubs like the 78 Yankees, who won on the Bucky Dent home run, but more specifically and more recently, the 95 Mariners, that team where Edgar Martinez got the big hit and they eliminated the Yankees in the division series. They overcame a 10.5 game deficit in the American League West and the California Angels. So these kind of comebacks, to make a long story short and stop my history lesson there, are the kinds of things that don't happen too often, but should help you put into perspective what this 101-win Braves team, going for 102 this afternoon, had to do to overcome another 100-win team in its own division. It kind of had those shades of the 93 race for me. So if you're a longtime Braves fan, this one checked a lot of boxes from an excitement factor, a stretch drive, a pennant race factor, and all the things that lead you into what you hope is going to be some of that October magic the Braves had a year ago.
Jackson Stevens, as you mentioned, on the bump this afternoon for the Bravos. Yeah, Grant, I know we can now say this and have this conversation without jinxing anything, which I was feeling very worried about yesterday. Carl and I talked about there's a certain mojo with the Cardinals. You know, Molina's farewell tour, Pujols, Wainwright. They've got something cooking, and there's no reason to think Pujols couldn't do what he's doing in the regular season and continue it in the postseason. So do you want the Phillies? We hate playing in Philadelphia. Weird thing. So what's your choice if you had your druthers?
I don't know. I feel like the storylines are there for both. I think if I had to pick one of the two, it would probably be the Phillies, because I feel like the Braves do match up, you know, a little bit better with that club. And, you know, the Braves are going to have home field for that series, a home field advantage in that series, I should say. So that is obviously of value. And they would have it for the Cardinal series, too. It wouldn't really matter either way. The Braves are going to be hosting those first couple of games at Truist Park. But, you know, that Cardinals team does just feel like a different kind of club that's had a lot of things coming together for it in the second half, you know, walking away with the division from the Brewers who fell apart. And then the Phillies have just kind of had some highs and lows just in the month of September just to hang on to that wild card spot and in their playoff drought. I know they've got Zach Wheeler back at this point, and that's the kind of arm that you want to put with Aaron Nola and Ranger Suarez and, you know, try to make a run through October. But I feel like the Braves offensively, starting rotation and bullpen match up extremely well, you know, with their division rival. The Cardinals have that bullpen full of guys that throw 101 miles an hour. That does not excite me. The farewell tour that's been going so well for Albert Pujols and those guys, that does not excite me, nor does the near triple crown winning first baseman they have or the all-world platinum glove third baseman that they've got as well. I mean, it's a Cardinals club that's extremely good, but if there was an opportunity, you know, that's out there, for the Braves to give the Cardinals a receipt for that 2019 debacle, right, that would be a pretty sweet way to, you know, start off your October run if you have the opportunity to do that. But the Braves aren't going to back down from either of those teams, and I feel like they match up well with both.
Right, and wasn't it Chipper's final game with the infield fly rule against the Cards?
It was.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you had to invoke that one. So, yeah, it was. That's a great memory for so many people, including Sam Holbrook, and that's the whole list.
I want to ask you about Matt Olson. It's Grant McCauley, guys. He joins us on a daily basis. We talk Braves every day. Grant's going to be having an opportunity to take your phone calls right after Braves games. We're going to be telling you more about that as the postseason gets going. We're going to be all over this playoff run. Matt Olson's production. Is it unfair to say he's come in and, from a statistical standpoint, did exactly what Freddie did for us?
I don't know that he's quite there on the consistency factor that we saw from Freddie for the decade that was his time in Atlanta and making him one of the best and greatest Atlanta Braves of all time. But I also feel like we've kind of gotten to the point where Matt's production has kind of pushed that conversation to the side, at least, you know, once he was able to show up at big time in that Mets series. I don't think you could have any questions about the validity of the first baseman that you've got over there right now. He's a power threat, and he's going to be, a critical part of what the Braves do in October, quite obviously. And in the future, this is a pillar that the Braves are counting on and building around. And, you know, whether we want to wax poetic about what Freddie meant and what Freddie did, and clearly his spot in 2021 cemented him as, you know, somebody who won it all here in Atlanta, and that's a big part of his legacy here. But, you know, times have changed. The page has been turned, and, you know, despite the fact that a lot of folks kind of want to look back on that, I feel like, you know, in embracing Matt Olson for the opportunity that he has to be part of something special like the 2022 year has been thus far is just, you know, part of that natural progression and part of the process that is baseball. It just keeps on moving. And Matt Olson has, I think, done himself pretty well here in the first year. There were some peaks and valleys. I feel like he's a more consistent player than that by and large. But again, the opportunities right out there in front of him to have his biggest moments when it matters the most. And that's when you start talking about being a legacy player, the likes of which the guy he replaced.
13 more home runs, 3 more RBIs, but Freddie just raking. Second in the NL at 322 for the average
yep.
this year.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, you know, I don't want to be the guy that compares, you know, I said this. We're going to find out a lot about Matt Olson in the playoffs. But guess what? I found out a lot about him in that Mets series. It is the biggest series yep. of the season, and this dude showed up. So I don't know if it's fair to say, oh, he's got to do more. Just do your part, and I think we're going to be all right. Grant, great job as always. We'll see how the Braves finish today, and then we will start talking about this postseason run as we'll get some time off, and we'll be watching the teams that we could possibly play. And Grant's just laid it out for you guys. Cardinals have their own thing that, you know, is things that we would be concerned about, but so do the Phillies. So we'll take on both. It doesn't matter who's going to be there. Grant, thank you so much.
Yeah, excited to make this postseason run and be with you after every game right here on 92.9 The Game. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man. And that's going to be awesome to be able to call and talk about the game. And, you know, the times will change, but we're going to keep you updated on how you can do that each and every game throughout the course of the playoffs. All right, we got plenty more to get to. Arthur Smith is on the way, Mike. We're going to talk to our coach. You said Kyle Pitts not at the first part of practice
today,
right?
Yeah, D. Lance, he went out there today. The only reason I'm worried is they said the same thing about Cordarrelle Patterson last week.
All right, coach is coming up at 5 o'clock, but we've got Yeah Man, No Man. Chris, he's got it covered today. Bo Morgan's off. Turtle has Yeah Man, No Man next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
4 o'clock, we'll talk to Connor Riley. All right, what's going on with the Dogs? And by the way, dog fans, Auburn thinks they're going to be able to just own this defensive line because they feel like they're going to be able to run the football and do some things. I don't know if that's going to be true, but listen, we've already seen a couple of teams have success up front, specifically Missouri last week, Mike.
Again,
pushed the Dogs around.
Watched that game yesterday or 2 days back, and it was like the first three quarters, Georgia couldn't get anything, and all of a sudden it's like they just melted. They just literally, those two touchdown drives, although Missouri was getting in the backfield. I mentioned that McIntosh touchdown, or I should that McIntosh fourth down conversion, yep. bro, was so close to getting blown up by Mizzou, and that could have been the difference in the game.
All right, we'll talk to Connor Riley coming up right now. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down.
Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid-fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan. Brought to you by the W Sauce, America's Worcestershire Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder.
All right, Bo's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. That means Turtle has Yeah Man, No Man. What's going on, Turtle?
After 517 days, he was back. Zion Williamson played a basketball game last night. 13 points, 4 rebounds. back to looking like the Hulk, Lou Ferrigno on a basketball court. Over under 69 and a half games played and a top five MVP finish for Zion.
This just in, Zion hurt again. Okay. It's hard for me to buy into this idea that he's going to play more than 75 games. He hasn't done that his entire NBA career, but I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I told you guys last year I didn't want to make a trade for him. People, Mike, were asking us, just trade for Zion. I know he's young, and I hope he healed, and I hope he's back. Because, listen, the league is better with Zion in it. But I don't know what I'm getting yet. Trey, established. Luka, established. Ja, established. I don't know what I'm getting with Zion.
No, and it's great that he made an effort to make every time you saw him with his shirt off, and he hit like an oil man. Some guys have a hype man. Zion had like a baby oil guy. You know?
Who's putting baby oil on a guy?
Look at Zion, baby. He's glistening. Look at the muscles. Okay. All right. You got to play. I'll go under. Hey, man. Look, I'm not saying he's Greg Oden, but I mean.
Who has a baby oil guy?
He does. Because he had a baby oil guy and a Photoshop guy. Because he literally looked like, damn, son. It's like the guy that pencils in LeBron's flesh tone yarmulke, right? He's got a dude. He's got a hype man for those videos.
Can you imagine? Hold on before y'all get the shot. Come on, man. Put the oil on me.
Hold on, Zion. We need more baby oil right there on your pack. Okay, there we go.
Put the oil on me. But you're right. And the photo that I tweeted out, the last one from Zion, was him in like a park with kids.
Yeah.
And he looked like a giant, right? He's playing with the kids. And they're like, oh, Zion, stop by this park to play with the kids. And I was like, whoop-de-doo. Like, he's like 8 feet tall.
Wow, Mom, it's Zion Williamson. He just happened to swing by with an entire camera crew. And backlighting.
And an oil guy.
And a baby oil guy. I'm going to go under and under.
Yeah, I am too, Chris. No man for me. I don't buy it. I don't think he gets there. I hope he does, because, again, it's good for the league.
Hey, prove us wrong. He's supposed to be. You just mentioned all the young superstars he's supposed to be a part of.
And here's the thing, too. Pelicans were good last year. That was an interesting team.
Did it without him.
That's right. If he does his part, they could maybe do something in the West. All right.
All right, next up, big week for international sports. We got the Hawks in Abu Dhabi. We have, here's a stat for you, the first ever NFL London game where both teams enter the game above 500. How about that?
Yeah, usually it has been one party is a stinker and the other one is hanging on. You're
usually
right.
The Jaguars. So my
you get early football again this Sunday?
I didn't watch 1 minute, I can't lie to you, until literally the last 30 seconds just in time to see doink, doink, and the Saints missed the field goal.
Well, there was no Jameis, no Michael Thomas, and no Alvin Kamara. Not a whole lot of reason to watch that one. Yeah. So my question to you is, week one, NFL kickoff, the year 2030, we are talking about either A, an expansion team in London, B, a team from the NFL moving to London, or C, both.
I still think there's too many obstacles unless we get that new, super-duper, like, big-size Concorde that can get everybody over there in, like, 2 hours flat, and then we'll see Arch Manning lead the London Monarchs. I don't know. I mean, to me, the travel thing is still the bugaboo because the West Coast is still part of the NFL, and it creates so many, like, obstacles.
It does. If you're going to do this, and I don't think that is the case, I'm going to say no, man. You said 2030. I still think it's too soon. And I know it sounds crazy because it's only 2022, Dukes. That's 8 years away. Yeah. I think, to Mike's point, are you going to add an additional bye week or two for the team that is stationed over there? Because if you're telling me, for example, let's just throw it out there. The London whatever, right? Monarchs.
Right.
They have to play the Chargers this week, and they had to play the New York Football Giants next week.
Right.
Are they flying home?
Right.
Are they staying in the United States for two, 3 weeks, 4 weeks
that's
at
just,
a time?
I mean, and that was always the mock-up that they came out with Sports Illustrated 2 years ago, that like Jacksonville would have like a base camp in England and a base, it's a camp, so you'd have to have like, no, it's too many moving parts, man, unless, and the owners don't do it anything if it costs them an extra dime.
Yeah. I've never really, take that back. When they first started this, Chris, playing overseas, I was all for it, okay? Just like with interleague play, sometimes things run their course, and you go, well, is this still necessary? Do you really want to have these games over there? I know they're going to Germany. I know we're in London. They were in Tottenham last week. Big shout-out to Darren Eels. But the fact of the matter is, I don't think they have to have these games, Mike.
No, I'm with you. I think it's too much, and I don't think the average fan really cares. But, you know, again, why? Because they've sold all the hats, shirts, and stuff they can sell in the States. Why does the NBA kiss butt on China? Because it's the big, giant global market. They're just trying to, you know, sell more. The dollars, Carl, sell more stuff.
All right, one more quick one for you guys. Have you guys heard of the newest term on TikTok called quiet quitting?
No.
Okay. So this was introduced by an influencer named Zaid Khan, narrated a 17-second video explaining the concept. Quote, I recently learned about this term called quiet quitting, where you're not outright quitting your job, but you're quitting the idea of going above and beyond at work.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw this about a week ago. Dr. Phil had a bunch of millennials on the show because we had it on in studio, and there was a couple of owners of restaurants and small businesses, and it was basically a generational thing, like, you lazy sons of guns, and you, well, what do I care, brah? I ain't got a piece of the company. Why should I give more than, like, minimal effort, brah?
Mm.
You know, it's called having pride, you know, and there was a part of this country where you could actually maybe climb the ladder. If that is not afforded you an opportunity, maybe you're at the wrong business. But quiet quitting to me is weak sauce, times 10.
I'm with Mike on this, and maybe it's our generation. Maybe we feel this way, but I got to tell you something. If you're not willing to go above and beyond, you're never going to get there.
Anywhere.
You're just not. And I've had this argument with numerous people over the years. Well, they don't pay me enough. You think we made money? I mean, you think right. This? Everybody just jumps into this thing, and all of a sudden you're making lots of money. It doesn't happen that way in any career field you're going into. And the problem is for me, Chris, social media has skewed this generation because you have influencers who are, in fact, making money and people who are gaining popularity and likes and all these things that people care about now. But the reality is that's not everybody. No. That's not the norm. You have a few people who are certainly getting a lot of money doing this. Listen, we can talk about every career field and go down the list of the guys, the top one percenters, right? Everybody's not doing that. So I don't know. I think this is weak sauce, but I have not heard the official term, but it totally makes sense to me.
It is not Gen Z, gentlemen. It is Gen E, Generation Entitled. And with that, we got wrong.
Carl and I, when we talk off the air, I call it Generation P and ends with a Y. Yeah. It's not payday.
No, he does.
Precisely the same thing.
And then he finishes up by saying, do your job.
Yes.
No, I mean, just... I'm with you. I guess it was so easy. Yeah, Carl, when I was bankrolling my grandmother and running to check cashing stores to keep the lights on, you know, I mean, I got it so much easier than you guys. And I paid off a college loan, too. Oh, it's impossible these days. Everything's impossible. It's like the can't do. It's the impossible generation. It's mind-blowing to me. It really is.
That college thing, though, is impossible. Go ahead, Chris.
How about you just do your job?
And with that, as always, we are brought to you by the W Sauce. Bigger, better, bolder. Hey, Turtle, hit Chris's music.
See, now this is close to home because now you got to pay for these loans.
Oh, bro. Well, don't even get me started. And, hey, by the way, I want to give a big shout-out to UGA. We're applying, UGA.
That's right.
We'll be talking more about
it. A well-heeled booster like Carl Dukes could be a feather in George's cap.
Yeah, we'll be talking more about it. We're not at that process yet, but we're getting there. All right, man, coming up, we're going to talk to Connor K. Riley. What Auburn player said they could run the ball on Georgia and demolish them?
Oh.
I'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,